KORN News Radio Sports for Thursday, January 29th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Cleveland Browns have hired Todd Monken as their next head coach, wrapping up a three-week search. He'll take over for Kevin Stefanski, who was fired after the Browns finished 5-12 this past season. This is Monken's first NFL head coaching job after 11 years in the league as an assistant. He spent the past 3 years as Baltimore's offensive coordinator. He had previously served as the Browns' offensive coordinator back in 2019. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has voiced his support for his former head coach, Bill Belichick, saying that he unequivocally deserves to be a first ballot Pro Football Hall of Famer. This comes after reports that Belichick did not receive enough votes to get into the Hall of Fame in his first year of induction. Kraft called Belichick one of the greatest coaches of all time, highlighting his 6 Super Bowl wins and sustained success for over 2 decades. Tom Brady also criticized the snub, calling it ridiculous, and saying Belichick's first ballot status should be unquestioned. Belichick retired from New England in 2013, currently the head coach at North Carolina, second all-time in NFL victories behind Don Shula. We will find out who makes the Pro Football Hall of Fame next week. That will be announced February 5th. Patrick Reed leaving LIV Golf with an eye on returning to the PGA Tour. Reed, now the second major champion to leave LIV, he posted his intentions yesterday on social media. His decision comes the same week that Brooks Koepka returns to the PGA Tour at Torrey Pines today. Reed will be eligible to return to the PGA in September. It'll be 1 year since he last played on the LIV Tour back in August of 2025. NBC announced that Caitlin Clark will be joining their pregame coverage for Sunday night basketball. NBC announced this week that Clark will be part of its coverage when the Lakers play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. She'll then return on March 29th for another pregame appearance. Minnesota Timberwolves picked up a 118-105 win last night over the Dallas Mavericks. Julius Randle with 31 points. Naz Reid had 23. Dallas, they were without their rookie number one pick, Cooper Flagg, who was sat for a left ankle injury management. Timberwolves back in action tonight, hosting Oklahoma City at 8:30 on Amazon Prime Video. In what might be LeBron James' last appearance in Cleveland, it didn't go very well. The Cavaliers beat the Lakers last night 129-99. LeBron had just 11 points, first time in 13 trips to Cleveland as an opposing player that he had not had at least 20. Donovan Mitchell led the Cavaliers with 25. San Antonio would rally for a 111-99 win over Houston. Spurs, trailed by as many as 16 points, finally took the lead late in the third quarter. Victor Wembanyama had 28 points, 16 rebounds, and 5 blocks. Karl-Anthony Towns had a season-high 22 rebounds. Knicks defeat the Raptors 119-92. Towns had 14 rebounds in the second quarter alone. Elsewhere, last night, the Atlanta Hawks defeat the Boston Celtics 117-106. Steph Curry had 27 points. Golden State's, they score 140 last night, defeating Utah 140-124. The Charlotte Hornets have already topped their victory total from last season. They beat Memphis 112-97. Charlotte now 20-28 on the year. They won just 19 games a season ago. Orlando would beat Miami 133-124, and the Indiana Pacers rallied from a 14-point fourth-quarter deficit as Pacers beat the Chicago Bulls last night 113-110.